Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
A big weekend for all. Yes. Not just because you'll be taking down the Christmas decorations, but the second ever Black and Irish Gala Awards ceremony, which aims to highlight and celebrate the achievements and successes of the Black and mixed race Irish community. It's taking place on Saturday, the 3rd of December. It's a very exciting event. And to highlight the awards, a very special episode of RTÉ's The Black and Irish Podcast has been released this morning. Two of the presenters, Leon Diop and Amanda Ade, are in studio now to tell us more. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for popping in. Leon, let's talk about the awards. Why did you guys start the Black and Irish Gala Awards?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of reasons. The first one was for recognition. There's some amazing people in our community doing some amazing things, and we wanted to make sure that their achievements and everything that they did was being recognised. The second reason was, I think, for community, bringing the community together, making sure that we're all, you know, having a good time, having a bit of fun.
It's a night out, let's be honest.
Exactly. It's a little bit more than that. It is, of course, it's a night out, but it's a little bit more than that as well. And then, obviously, for representation as well, we want to give something for young Black and Irish people growing up. We want them to have something that they can look at and say, okay, well, if I go into this field or if I do this work, there's a place for me to be recognised. So that's
and,
why.
And what are some of the awards, Amanda, that are going to be handed out? What's being handed out on Saturday?
Yeah, so like as Black and Irish, we kind of work across six pillars. So we try to encompass that into our award giving. So we have a couple of music awards. You have Male and Female Artists of the Year.
Okay.
Contribution to Music Awards. Business of the Year. Entrepreneur of the Year. Community Star of the Year. So it really, you know, spreads
that's a
across
nice one.
The entire yeah absolutely
Community Star of the Year.
So it's to recognise people within the community that are, you know, doing things that we can't necessarily put into like a box, but people that still deserve that recognition. So we try to encompass that then into like all our awards.
Amazing. And what companies have got involved and are, you know, helping you guys
absolutely. Shout out to some of our big sponsors, obviously RTÉ are helping out, which is absolutely fantastic. We have Intel as well, who have always been a great supporter of Black and Irish. And then we have Guinness as well, and Guinness actually got involved first at the first set of awards, and really saw an opportunity to work with and support Black and Irish, and since have been a massive support to Black and Irish right through in terms of starting different media projects with us, helping us to run different events and stuff like that. So yeah, shout out to Guinness.
Shout out to Guinness. Amazing. Has it been a good
Black
year?
Yeah.
Has it been a good year for Black and Irish stars?
I think so. I think so, absolutely. Yeah. Like, we've seen such like a takeoff in a lot of people's careers, particularly for me, like in the creative space. We've seen like a lot of people doing a lot of great things, like across festivals and people having headline shows and just doing stuff that we haven't seen before within the community. I think this year has just really been a year for, you know, breakout, I think, within across all areas.
Yeah, definitely. In terms of business as well, like we've got Designer Cuts, you know, starting a new kind of venture with his his van. And we've got the likes of Tola Vintage, you know, spreading to new shops. I think it's a shop in London now. Which is insane.
Insane.
You know, spreading the business to other countries as well. So yeah, it's huge.
It's so important to have this podcast, these gala awards, and I have huge respect for you guys putting your time and your effort into something like that, because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
It is.
We're talking about that off air. It is a lot of work. But I wanted to ask you, is Ireland more inclusive today, do you think?
Loaded question.
I think we are.
I was really hoping you would go, yes! But there was you stole there.
No, like there's we've made strides in some areas. I mean, when we first started Black and Irish, the main thing that we were trying to put across was that racism did exist in Ireland. And that was, you know, the most of the messages that we were receiving were, oh my God, I did not know that this was even happening in Ireland.
Yeah.
Whereas I think we're now at a stage where people recognise, okay, racism does exist in Ireland. And how are we going to deal with it? And how are we going to, you know, solve this problem? So I do think we're making strides in the right direction. Although we are seeing with, I suppose the rest of the world, we're seeing a rise in some more problematic language and people coming up. So
let's talk about that just for a second, the casual racism, because there's a huge story surrounding the royals at the moment of a Queen's aide asking a head of a charity, a black woman, who was from Leeds, where were her people from? Where are you really? She kept asking her. Now, this story is quite big and has followed the royals on their tour. is that inherently, you know, a lot of the problems, you know, that casual racism, is that something that you want to highlight on something like the podcast?
Oh, definitely. That's something that we have touched off really on the podcast. It's something that we talk about a lot on our own platforms as well. I think it's particularly for Ireland, you know, where there's not so much as like the overt racism that you would see as like around the world. Those kind of casual remarks or what we call microaggressions is something that we'd see more often. So like that question of where are you really from, I think is very heavy and loaded.
Have you ever been asked that question?
Oh yeah,
100%.
Really?
100%.
Yeah. And by peers, I mean by like people in schools or peers or whatever. Like
For me, it's mostly after nights out in a chipper.
It's quite accurate, isn't it?
Like these L lads, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wanting to, you know, really question your identity.
People really questioning your identity. I mean, such a loaded question. How do you respond?
Like, I mean, like, when you're being asked, okay, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, I'm from Ireland. Like, I was born in the Coombe. Do you know what I mean? And it's gas when I'm told to go back to where I came from. I was born in the Coombe. But anyways, and I'm like, oh, I'm from Dublin. Like, and they're like, oh, no, but like, where? Come on. Like, where are you really from? You don't have to, like, you don't have to lie to me kind of thing. And you're like, What are you on about? What are you doing? Like, what are you on about? I don't think there is a direct, you know, there's many actually ways that you could respond to it. Best thing to do really is to kind of just walk away. Like, if you're, especially if you're in a, you know, after an night on a chipper, if you're trying to rationale with people and reason with them, like, no,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Like,
it is
mean?
Not going to happen. Yeah. It's just pure ignorance. And that's why the podcast is not only doing phenomenally well, but it's so, so important. Were you surprised by the success of it, Amanda?
Somewhat, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, a little bit. Not that like the content wasn't good, but just I think the uptake from people is something that I just wasn't expecting. Because obviously, like, as much as we talk about like ourselves and fun stuff as well, like it can get very heavy and we talk about a lot of serious topics because we feel like that's, you know, we have to kind of get into the nitty gritty and, you know, talk about the difficult stuff in order to be able to kind of not leave any room for ignorance anymore. So I think I thought that that would scare people, but I think people have actually kind of leaned into it over the last like year and a bit. So
definitely,
yeah, the uptake has definitely been something that surprised me.
You've built a huge community. Do you get a lot of people calling or texting you or messaging you with experiences and problems and that kind of stuff?
I mean,
that must be a heavy load to carry as well.
Yeah, a lot of emotional labor. I think more so in the first year and a half. It's kind of slowed down a bit more for me anyway now.
Yeah, I think people have, a lot of people have gotten their questions answered. Like people have reached out to us a lot saying like, look, I'm experiencing this really nasty situation with my landlord. What should I do? And a lot of what we would do as well is signposting people to the right services and making sure that they have that person that they can speak to if they need to, you know, go and speak to An Garda Síochána or go and speak to the RTB or whoever, that they can always turn to us and say, look, I'm having this experience and, you know, we're ready to be there and support them.
Yeah.
Good on you. Can people still vote for the Gal Awards?
They can. Right up until 6 o'clock today.
Yep.
I mean, and so, for example, I'm really interested in the community awards. So is there a list of people and what they've done? Is that how it works?
So how we did it this year was the nominations were public. Because last year the Black and Irish team kind of decided
in-house.
Sure, and it wasn't received that well. so this year we opened it up to the public and, you know, there was, you know, criteria for each of the awards.
Amazing.
For the community award, it was about people who were like getting involved with their community and were helping out in many ways. And there's three people who are shortlisted now because we went through a shortlisting phase over the last month. And that's Blessing Dada, Cello, and Michael Abadoye.
Yeah.
And the three of those are doing incredible things in their own different fields. So like, for example, Blessing is doing a lot of work in mental health and, you know, talking about Black mental health and stuff like that, and which is huge. We then have Cello, who is this incredible music star. He's charting recently.
Yeah.
The first ever
drill album to be on the Irish charts.
Yeah, like, which is huge.
Yeah.
But he's going into schools and talking about music and, you know, going back and giving back to his community. Mm-hmm. And then we have Michael Abadoye as well. He's a Wexford man who created CIE, which is another great platform in Ireland, which is helping to promote people and get people's you know, names out there. So three of those, whichever way it goes.
Hard to choose.
It's really hard to choose.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I hope something like this eventually. I'm glad you're in talking about it now, because I hope that in the future we'll be able to watch it on RTÉ television. That would not be amazing.
Yeah.
Lads, thanks for coming in. Where can people listen to your podcast?
On RTÉ Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you listen
wherever
to it.
You get your podcast. You have to say that.
Yeah, wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever you get your podcast.
I'm feeling the laser burning into the
sun. Leon and Amanda, thank you so much for coming in. Enjoy Saturday night. It is a celebration. I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
And thanks for popping in. Tell us all about it.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.